Dr. Ed Leonard, the Marist poll conducted a survey, and we learned that 21% of households in America have at least someone who is not covered by health insurance. That percentage increases when those households surveyed earn less than $50,000 a year, or they're not college educated, or they're young families, or if they fit into a category of ethnic minorities. For instance, 37% of Latino households have someone who's not covered by health insurance, 31% if it's an African-American household. Do these numbers surprise you?
The numbers really reinforce what we've been increasingly concerned about over the last almost two and a half decades now. The fact of the matter is that an extraordinary number of Americans are not getting access to health care, in part because of the fact that so many do not have health insurance, and the costs are now absolutely prohibitive. So these numbers are striking, and in a certain sense, they're what we might expect in these very difficult economic times where access to health insurance has always been problematic anyway.